Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hi there, welcome to Your Ultimate Life. This podcast was conceived and is dedicated to one thing only, and that is to help each person, and me as the creator, each person I interview, and each one of you who listens, to create a life you love, a life that has everything you want, that's full of purpose, full of real meaning, full of joy, full of prosperity. And you know, I say purpose, prosperity, and joy. That's my goal. The only reason I'm doing this show is for you to have that. What drove that is my own transformation. I spent a lot of years up until I was 52 living someone else's script. Maybe you're familiar with that. Maybe you felt like you've done that. I know, I can't remember which one, but one of the Kennedys in the United States went to law school and became an attorney because their mom wanted him to. And as soon as their mom died, they quit and went and did something else. You know, that's the epitome of living someone else's life. We have social customs. You know, you're supposed to get a job, make as much money as you can. Your worth is measured by the car you drive, the house you live in, your zip code, the cash you have, you know, all of that sort of thing. And we're trained, we're taught to believe that the more of that we have, the more pleasant, beautiful, powerful, good, worthy our life is, that whole wad of things. And none of that's true, but that's where it starts. The ultimate life is whatever you say it is. I don't know what your ultimate life is. I ask a lot of people that. Because I live for that, breathe for that, work on it, help people do it, then I am asking, what is your ultimate life? And you know what? It's hard for most people to answer. You'd think that it would be just a snap. They would know what they really want, but it's difficult for people to describe. Today's episode is about why do you want to have your ultimate life? Now, I'm assuming for the first thing that you do want it. You do want, yearn, ache for your life, which means from when you get up, to when you go to bed, every day, where you sleep, where you live, what you're doing, is just delightful. You love it. It's pleasing. It allows you to be creative. It allows you to love and be loved, to serve and be served. I'm assuming that having that is a desire of your heart. For most people, when I ask them, what is an ultimate life, they list some of the words. Money is often listed, all the money I need, so I don't have any money worries. Because so many people that I talk to in the context of growth and development and achievement and coaching or possible coaching or what they're trying to do with life, money is the most frequently mentioned thing. Money. I don't have enough money. I don't want to worry about money. I don't want to be worrying about whether or not I can pay my bills. You know, some version of that conversation is most often mentioned. The next most often mentioned is happiness. I want to just be happy. That's actually first, but we have equated money with happiness. We've decided, it's societal learning, right, that if we have enough money, everything else will be taken care of. That is fundamental falsehood. It is not true. Money does not buy happiness in any context. Now, there's jokes about it. No, money doesn't buy happiness. But it allows you to enjoy your favorite misery. Yeah, okay. That's, you know, you can make that be true. Someone else said, who's quoted often, and I can't remember who it is right now, but money may not be the most important thing, but it's right up there next to oxygen on the list of gotta-haves. So there's a difference between having money, what you need to do your business and to live your life, and just the pursuit, the religion of money. The religion of money is where your worth, your value, your self-esteem, all that is determined by your money. That's not healthy, it's not good, and it never creates happiness. Setting that aside, of course we need money. Of course we enjoy it. Of course we want to have it. We want to have enough to go on vacations and take care of the people we love and are responsible for and take care of medical needs and even wants, you know, I want an extra car. I want to be able to, you know, stop worrying. Money is important for all that. Everybody's got to pay rent somehow, somewhere. whether it's a place you own or you're borrowing or renting or a room, it doesn't matter. You've got to have a place to live, food, clothing, and shelter. So money, or its equivalent, is essential. But it is not the most key ingredient for the ultimate life. What is, then? The most important thing for the ultimate life is to know who you are. To know who you really are. If you know who you are, now I'm going to just say that, and we'll talk about what that means in a minute. If you know who you really are, then having money feels different than having money and not knowing who you are. If you know who you are and you don't have money, you handle it differently. Your approach to life and things that go on in the situation of not having enough is completely different. And so knowing who you are is primary. It is first. It is the most important. It is key. It is a mile above everything else. Now, what do I mean by that? Knowing who you are is deep and layered. But the first thing is to know that you're a divine being. You were created by a God for intention, for a purpose. If you know that to the core of your soul, your ability and my ability to handle difficult things is completely different. Okay? If I have no idea that that's true, and I'm just struggling against the vagaries and difficulties of how the world works, it is depressing, it is struggling, it is hateful, it is harmful, it is hurtful, and leads to depression and struggle. If, on the other hand, I know that I'm a child of God, He loves me, and I'm here for a reason, then when I have a situation where I don't have enough of anything, money, food, even if I'm living not on the street, my understanding of that longer view makes a difference in how I feel. It doesn't change the nature of hunger pains. It doesn't change our desire to, you know, be sheltered and be loved, but it changes how we address every difficulty. So my premise, and I'm stating it right up front, you can agree or disagree, the most important thing is to know who you are. When you know who you are, I have found in my experience with myself and others, it's much easier to create the rest of what we need, more, including cash, relationships, doing something of value in the world, doing something that matters. Without exception, I can't think of a single person that I have talked to in the 16 years I've been doing this who hasn't said, I want to help people in some fashion. They say that phrase, I want to do something that matters. I want to have an impact. I want to mean something. I want to make a difference. There's 100 ways to say it. And every single person that I've talked to, where we've talked about these topics at all, and who you really are, what you want to do, what are you about in the world, I want to matter. I want to do something that matters. That yearning is hardwired to our DNA. It's just who we are. We are created by that divine being with a yearning to matter, to do something useful, powerful, good, important, loving, kind, of service. So when I define ultimate life as purpose, prosperity, and joy, then that's why I put purpose first. Because to me, that is the most important thing. And believe me, I have had in my life experience a bankruptcy. I have had the Internal Revenue Service, when I was living in the United States, come and confiscate everything I had, because I'd ignored some things that went on. And so I was completely flat, ultimately, absolutely, utterly broke, $0 and 0 cents. I don't actually remember if I had any cash in my wallet at the time. But I understand to a degree what that lack feels like in visceral, powerful terms. And it was completely unexpected. But let's move on. One of the other things I hear when I ask people what the ultimate life looks like for them is they say freedom. Freedom. And then I dig into that because I don't know what that means. I want to be able to go where I want, do what I want, anytime I want. I just want to have complete freedom. Well, the way to create that fastest is to understand who you are and then create in congruency with that purpose. Now, I'm not going to presume to tell you what your life purpose is, but I am going to tell you that you can find it. You can declare it, and you can own it. Now, I said three different ways: find it, declare it, own it, and those are different. Some people think about finding your passion, finding what it is you want to do. And often they talk about it like you're going to go on a safari and dig it up in the yard. I'm going to discover it. Declaring it is simply a choice. I declare I am about, you know, developing better palm trees. There's a picture of palm trees behind me. Funny lighting and, you know, some things I did in Photoshop. But funny, and so it looks funny. But anyway, I declare I'm going to develop the best palm trees. Yeah, okay, you can declare any purpose you want. You don't find a purpose. Sometimes people say the purpose found me, and that probably is more accurate. But it's still, even if you find it or it finds you or whatever that is, you have to declare, you have to own, which is the third one I said, discover or find it, declare it, own it. You have to own it no matter what. No matter how you came to a place where you make a choice about what your life is about, you have to own that. And we'll talk about what owning that in a minute means. I'll use myself as an example because I know my journey and my declarations best. You see on the screen here, if you're watching the video in the lower left-hand corner, the alchemists of life. Now, that might mean whatever it means to others. I use the word alchemy because I love the mix of science and magic that alchemy represents. The alchemist of life, to me, means someone who uses science and magic, or what seems like magic in the realm of belief and mindset and, you know, the intangibles, to create a life that is glowing with possibility, purpose, meaning, and joy. That's how I feel. I love every day when I get up. I love all day long what I'm doing and when I go to bed. A smile on my lips and a song in my heart. And that might sound crazy, but it's true even when things don't go my way, and that happens to me like it does to you and everybody else. Some days a lot. But I never worry about that anymore. I simply ask the question, okay, what am I going to create here? This has happened. Whoa, that's not what I wanted, expected, needed, yuck. But I'm going to create something out of it. And I found that choosing to look at everything that way gives me freedom and power. I'm never frustrated. I'm never negative. I know there's a way through this. There's an old Star Trek saying in the movie Star Trek VI where Captain Kirk's in a prison colony on a penal asteroid. He got captured by some bad guys, whatever. And in true Captain Kirk fashion, you know, some alien comes up to him and says, do you want to get out of here? And of course, the asteroid is inescapable and death penalties and frozen on the surface and all the rest. And Kirk looks at him and says, there's got to be a way. And that is my motto. There is a way. I don't care where you are, and I don't care where you want to go. There's a way to get there. The barrier is only in your mind. The barrier may be the time it takes, impatience. I want it yesterday. I want it tomorrow. And things don't grow that way. That big, tall palm tree behind me, any of them didn't grow overnight. It took days, weeks, months, years to get that done. So your goals, my goals, are going to take whatever time it takes to grow that fruit. Now, we often take too long, we plan too much, we take too many delays, we procrastinate, we make excuses, and that triples, quadruples, quintuples the time. So there are clearly shortcuts, hacks, things that you can do to make it sooner, faster, better, more exciting and energizing. But make no mistake, you can create any outcome you want. End of story. So let's go back to the fundamental question. Why do you want to live your ultimate life? Now, I use purpose, prosperity, and joy, and I do them in that order because that's how they feel right to me. And in the prosperity piece, in the middle, that includes prosperity of cash, money, of which I create plenty, but I create it by being true and focused and clear about my purpose. My purpose did not come in an Amazon box. It did not come at the end of a safari where I dug it up in the yard. It is a declaration. I am in the people encouragement business. I give energy, enthusiasm, example, and permission sometimes to those of us who are ending addiction to mediocrity. That used to be me settling for what is easy and obvious, chasing, you know, the brass ring. How much money can I make? How important can I be? Doesn't matter what gets heard in the background doesn't matter about my own heart, doesn't matter, all that stuff. And of course, that led to tragedy, trauma, and all the disasters that are chronicled in the book Tightrope of Depression. My journey from darkness, despair, and death to light, love, and life. Making that transition is the blueprint. Now, your blueprint and action to transition from where you are to total joy and happiness is going to look different than mine. But the principles are the same. The first is a declaration. I am going to create this change no matter what it takes. I'm going to get there. Don't care how many detours, don't care how many, you know, broken roads or broken glass I got to crawl over. I'm going there because I said so. So that level of dedication is going to be required for your highest objectives. Now, I said I work with people who are ending addiction to mediocrity. If you live satisfied with the easy and obvious, then none of this conversation means anything to you. But what I am trying to do is invite you to an awareness of your own greatness, an awareness of your own talents and capability and divinity, the ability you have to create anything you want. Here's the fun part. The life I have right now, or the life you have right now, you created it. When I was living in depression and sadness and misery, I created that. I don't mean I asked for the negative things that happened in my life that led me there, but I created it by living into it, by allowing it to remain. I didn't vigorously go get help and say, I refuse to live like this. I didn't do that. I chased money, which I achieved a lot of, and then numbed the pain in the way that you do when you have lots of money, drugs and entertainment and all kinds of stuff that was crazy. But it didn't bring happiness. The only time I personally found happiness is when I declared a purpose. My purpose is to help every single person I meet understand who they really are, divine, children of God with infinite capability, and then make a choice to live into that truth, to unleash their true selves and all that woo-woo speak. Add good to the world, make a difference, lift and bless. That's it. That is my purpose. This year, the realization of my purpose is for me to reach 250 million people in an audience, my podcast, my guest appearances, my television show, my LA Talk radio show, my books, my music, my coaching, my speaking at conferences, and helping you do the same. I love having you as a guest to tell your story and to help you reach your audience. I had a fabulous interview with somebody just the other day who had embarked on a huge quest, and their goal is 100 million. And it's a specific target audience related to, guess what, one of their own struggles. But that goal lights them up. It motivates them to move. That's why purpose is first. Now, if I ask you, why do you want to live your ultimate life? Do you have your words? Minor purpose, prosperity, and joy. Yours might be, I don't know, freedom, cash, and nobody has any call on my time. I can do whatever I want. What I have discovered, and I'm not chastising or criticizing anyone's goals, my own journey has led me to realize that cash doesn't make me happy. That being able to do whatever I want doesn't make me happy. Pursuing my own self-interest, I want, didn't lead me to happiness. It led me to sadness. Declaring the purpose of being a light, a beacon of light, a vessel of love, a conduit of power, I've created lots of things that guide me. My ask for you is, do you have your guiding stars? I have a document called a North Star. I love that because, you know, in Canada, we say the true north, strong and free. I love that saying. There is a true north. Your soul, your heart has a guiding star that pulls you in positive directions. Mostly we ignore our intuition. Mostly we downplay it, especially when it calls us to do difficult things. I've found saying yes and moving forward with that scary and hard stuff has led me to joy every time, even if it's over broken glass. Now, I'm not an advocate of looking for glass to crawl over, but I am an advocate of developing and learning to listen to and follow your intuition. So I have a question for you. What are your deep reasons? We know the superficial reasons for wanting to live your dream life. Money, freedom, you know, I can do whatever I want. No one has call on my time, etc. I have all the money I want. Those are superficial. And that's acknowledging that we need money to live, but those are superficial reasons. What are your deep reasons? Without exception, the people that I talk to, when we get to the deep reasons, it's always about service, love, helping, blessing, doing good, making a difference. And you know what I find? Universally, that comes from some experience they've had, some illness, some friend, some family member, someone that they have known or cared for that has struggled or been overcome or had difficulties in some sometimes terrible and difficult way. And they're called to do that. I know someone who, because of their own experience, went on a crusade and raised $500 million for Cancer Society. Well, they wouldn't have done that or been motivated except for their own experience. So our experiences is a powerful place to look for the why. What is your why? What is your why? My why is to add good to the world, to make a difference, to lift and bless people's lives. That's my why. I've found fabulous ways to do it in books and music and coaching, and it makes me a really good living. And the reason is because in helping people, what you do to help them can be worth, not all the time, but can be worth a lot of money. And so you can get paid really well for your service, for your love, for your blessing, and your giving and helping. That's what I love about being in the people encouragement business. So what are your reasons for wanting to have a dream life? Sometimes we respond to pressure. If we've gone through difficult circumstances, I can think of 2018, 6 years ago, in that summer when I contracted a fatal illness. I spent almost 3 weeks in a coma and lost a lot of weight, couldn't walk, couldn't move hardly. You know, it was just terrifyingly bad physically when I came out of the coma and was in a hospital for a number of other days. And so for me at that moment, getting my physical self back together was of paramount importance. But you know what? The underlying strength to do the work to get my body back came from my spiritual purpose. I was still in the people encouragement business. And how I viewed that particular challenge is, this happened. I get to live into the principles I teach. I get to be what I have been helping other people be one more time, in another powerful and what turned out to be really difficult way. Something that I talk about to everyone who is a mentor, a coach, a consultant, who is in the helping business, is that it's really important to be a product of the product. I'll give you an example. If you go to a healthcare practitioner and they have obvious health problems, they're smoking or they're overweight significantly, and they're not taking care of themselves, it's really difficult to take advice or help from that place seriously. On the other hand, if you see someone who is using the methods that they teach and you can see the results, they're a product of the product. That's easy. So are you a product of your own desires and passions and the things that motivate you? Are you a product of your product? Understanding and then doing that was a hard thing for me. I knew answers. Okay, well, we should do this and we should do that. And when I talked like that and spoke from that place, it wasn't very helpful to those that I talked to. But when I applied 100% firmly the things that I teach in coaching about how to change life, how to create your life, how to change your own habits and beliefs, when I applied those furiously and fiercely to my own life and then received the benefits, I was a product of the product, and it became really easy to do. And it became really powerful as I shared that with others. What I want to talk about now is why it's important. You and I, we're free to live settling for what's easy and obvious, you know, not living day after day, but living the same day over and over again. You all probably know the movie Groundhog Day, where I think Bill Murray was the actor. He lived the same day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, I don't know, maybe 1,000 times. It's really hard to tell how many times, but every day woke up and it was 6 in the morning on that February 2nd, same day, over and over and over again. And it kept happening until he became a different person, until he changed his habits, his beliefs, his cynicism, his negativity. When he changed that a little at a time, and you saw the changes gradually happening, when that happened, then he was allowed to go on to February 3rd. That's a perfect example of how we live our lives. Instead of insisting on small growth every day, we repeat the same day over and over again. The same frustrations, the same negativity, complaining about the same things in the society, in government, in the economy, in our coworkers, in our boss, in our neighbors, in our spouses. We choose to live the same day over and over again. And, you know, we don't have some grand power causing us to relive the same day until we figure out we have a choice. But that's what we're doing anyway. Now, that's sad, and that's a waste of your divine potential and resources. Your divine potential will be realized only when you say, I am going to be the best version of me that I can be. It's a waste of time to try to be someone else, and it deprives me and everyone else of the beauty that is you. You're glorious. You're capable, you're beautiful, you have gifts, you have talents. I can't wait to see them, and I love you. And I want to see the full measure of your blossom, your greatness. I'd love to see that. But only you can create that. So when I asked the question in the beginning, why do you want your ultimate life? I don't know what your answer is. But what I've learned from my own journey is when I want my ultimate life, or when I learned and chose, I made the choice to want that life, to serve, to bless, to lift, to love, to help, it started happening faster and faster. And even this year, 2024, I'm recording this in May, and you'll see it in May, the release date's in May too. opportunities just are showing up faster and faster. There's no magic involved. Nobody rich died and left me a lot of money. But opportunities are just exploding all around me. And I know why. It's because I'm living the principles that I teach. Now, my question for you is, do you have a set? Do you have a set of principles? Do you declare them? Do you own them? Or are they just sort of the average of what's going on around you? What you've been raised with, what society teaches? Like, who are you? That is the starting place. Because your ultimate life, a life you love every day, stoked, can't wait to live, that comes when you choose who you are. What do you stand for? One of my phrases in my PTAC is, I am my word. I speak only truth. I do what I say. I am who I seem, with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. That was a really hard thing for me to do because in my growing up situation and first decades of my life, I lied a lot to protect myself or to imagine to. And then, of course, that creates the misery, the discord inside. And so declaring that I speak only truth, that was a big one for me. And then moving into that place, a millimeter, an inch at a time. But it's only because I decided that. And now I get to reap the joy of it. So my encouragement from this episode, why do you want your ultimate life, is to invite you to do the deep work. Who are you? What do you want? And why do you want it? If that is a struggle for you, I invite you to do three things. One is go to this URL, yourultimatelife.ca. There's a free thing there, a free gift called the 5 Master Keys for Your Ultimate Life. So that's one thing. The second thing is, the only thing I do is help people just like you identify and then live into or be productive from your natural gifts, talents, what you love to do, and who you are want to become, who you imagine yourself to be. My whole business is helping people do that. It's what a coach does, helps a team win and all the rest. I am that, and that's all I am. So I would invite you to reach out and let's talk and see what can be done to create what you want and get you on the road that leads right to your own beautiful mountaintop. And the third thing I invite you to do is to ask yourself if you have a message. If you have a message based on your life experience you'd love to share, then I invite you to talk to me. I invite you to connect and chat with me because I love interviewing guests on this show and on my other shows who are committed to adding good to the world in their own way, in the way that you want to and that makes sense for you based on your experience. Creating that life of joy is possible. It's within your grasp. No one can keep you from it. But the only person that can get there is you. You have every right and opportunity. I invite you at this moment to start on the path or press forward on the path to create your ultimate life. Open your
heart and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your